welcome. You're the one who called about the ad? Great. Come on in. You're cute. Oh, sorry. I'm actually both. I live here and I own the place. Let me show you around. Alrighty, so here's the living room. The TV and all that is shared. Actually, basically everything in here is. This bookcase has all my movies, anime, and board games. And that one has my collectibles. Are you into that sort of thing? Great. Well, there's lots of shelf space if you want to put any of your stuff out here too. You know, if you move in. Oh yeah, the sofa is super cozy. But the big round chair is my favourite. It's perfect for cuddling. I do like to keep things pretty tidy. I've got a lot of stuff, but it all has its place, so it doesn't look or feel cluttered, you know? I'd need a roommate who's on board with that, and willing to help with cleaning. That sounds promising. Here's the kitchen. It's not that big, but the appliances are pretty new, and it's got a good layout. I love cooking. Really? We should cook together sometime. I mean, if things work out. And it'd be nice to have someone who can reach everything without a step stool. I swear, it's like they made this place for lamias. My last roommate was a short cat girl, and she would just leap up on the counter to reach the top cupboards. She only lived with me for a year. We got along pretty well, but she couldn't keep up with my energy and decided to find a new place. Anyway, this is the main bathroom. I have an ensuite, so I don't use this one at all. You'd be responsible for cleaning it, but you'd have it all to yourself. Yeah, I love that shower. Big enough for two. And finally, this would be your room. So, what do you think? Can you see yourself living here with me? That's promising. And I'm glad to hear you think that I'm nice. So, do you work nearby? Oh, that's fantastic. You could catch the subway from here and be at the office in like 5 minutes. And congratulations. Let me be the first to welcome you to Monster Town. I've heard it's tough for humans to get jobs here. It's quite competitive. Have you had a chance to make any friends yet? Oh, it's nice that they paid for an apartment hunting trip. And don't worry about meeting people. You seem personable, and I think you'd get along great with my friends. Well, I think I've made up my mind already. I'd love to have you. Really? I'm so excited. I've never had a human roommate before. Okay, there's a copy of the lease on the website. I'll authorize you as a tenant, and you can go ahead and fill that out whenever it's convenient. I'll let you know when the credit check passes, and then we can talk about your move-in date. Yay! Knock knock. Hey, Roomie. Sorry, your door was open. Anyway, you've been unpacking all day. Why don't you take a break? I ordered pizza. Great. Come on outside and have a seat. Drinks are on the coffee table. I'll get the plates. Hey, how do you feel about pineapple, by the way? A man after my own heart. Here you go. Dig in. So, I know you haven't really had a chance to relax yet, but if you're interested, I'd love to show you around town next weekend. It's no trouble at all. I've lived here all my life. I can take you to all the places the tourists never even hear about. Besides, we're roommates now. I've been looking forward to spending some time with you. I'm not trying to call you out, but I can't help but notice that you keep staring at my tail. So, either I'm the first squirrel girl you've been this close to, or you're a tail man. Either way, give it a stroke. I don't mind. You're so cute when you're embarrassed. Go ahead, don't be silly. You'll be touching a lot more of me later. Why not? I think it's a great idea. We've only got a month to see if we're compatible, and I can't wait to find out. Okay, I'm really confused here. Why wouldn't you want to mess around with a roommate? I mean, that's what roommates are for. Maybe this is a cultural difference or something. And you are new here. So, in Monster Town, being roommates is literally being mates. A couple. Lovers. Why am I explaining this? It's all pretty clear in the lease. It's definitely in there. I put it there. It's a standard clause for a lease. You didn't... Why would you sign it if you didn't read the whole thing? Sure, utilities and fees are important, but so is the relationship clause. It basically says that we have a 1 month grace period where either of us can decide to terminate the lease with no penalties. If we don't think we're going to be sexually compatible. I mean, you can break the lease whenever you want after that, for whatever reason, but then it's 1 month's rent. Yeah, it's pretty reasonable. But I can imagine that it's a lot to take in, if you're not expecting the sex part. Do you need some time? Are you regretting your choice? Oh my. I'll admit, I was afraid you might run back to your room. But hearing you say that you find me attractive? I'm getting excited again. Well, don't worry about that. I'll teach you everything you need to know about being a good roommate. Aw, could you get any cuter? I would love to be your first monster girl. I'm sorry, am I coming on too strong? I've really been looking forward to this. And then you weren't into it, but now you are? Oh no. I just realized all the flirty things I've said since you met me. You must have thought I was so thirsty and desperate. I'm just eager. Oh, you know exactly what to say to a girl. We're going to have a lot of fun together. Of course. We can take it as slow as you want. Do you want to snuggle? I'm very soft and cuddly. Especially my tail. I would love to sit across your lap. That was very sweet. I think I'm really going to like you. Oh, I love having my tits held like that. But please, reach under my shirt. I want to feel the warmth of your hands. No bra. Can you feel my hard little nipples poking into your palms? This is my kind of cuddle. I can feel how stiff you're getting under me. I think you're ready for some active cuddling. Let me do something for you now. I'm going to hop off so you can remove your shirt and your pants and your boxers. Trust me. Oh, don't mind me. I'm just getting undressed too. How do you feel about a nice juicy ass wiggling at you? Well, the skirt stays on, but I guess I can lift it so you can get a better look. Lean back a bit. Perfect. There's more than enough room to back up onto your lap. Do you like my soft tail brushing against your chest? I'll take those soft little moans as a sign of encouragement. You just can't keep your hands off my tits. No, that's a good thing. Squeeze them more. Don't stop. I love kisses on my neck. I think you're enjoying this position as much as I am. Yeah, my nipples get really hard. Perfect for pinching. I'm getting drenched. I wanted to feel your hands on me ever since we met. Your touch is so demanding. It's driving me wild. Yeah. I'm touching myself. I can't help it. I'm sorry. This was supposed to be a sexy lap dance for you. What do you like most about it? Do you like watching my fingers thrusting in and out of my pussy? Or maybe the sounds I'm making. I'm imagining they're your fingers inside me. I do it all the time. Sometimes with toys. Sometimes just with fingers. Usually in my own room. But I can put on a real show for you later if you want. When I'm alone, I take my time. And tease myself. But being in your embrace, I couldn't wait. I just needed to have something inside me. Stroking my G-spot. Yeah. Give me a hand. Oh, I love audience participation. rub circles right there. Oh, right on my clit. So wet and slippery. Oh, I love having you rubbing my clit while I finger myself. Oh. This is so hot. Oh, I could just melt into you. Right there. Don't stop. I'm gonna come so hard on your lap. That was amazing. You made me come so fast. Promise me it won't be the last time we do that. Yeah, you're right. We do make a good team. Of course you can lick my fingers. Let me turn around. I can tell you really love it. Oh, that's such a turn on. Oh, I can't wait to taste you. Are you sure you're ready to fuck? I don't want to move things too fast for you. I could suck your... I guess that answers that. Okay. I want you on top of me. Oh, I need to look into your eyes the first time you enter me. I want to feel your weight on me as you take my pussy. Definitely romantic to start. I want our first time to be special. But I won't complain if you're pounding me senseless by the end. Okay. Make room so I can lie down. I'm glad you like the view. You know, I'm very flexible. If you think I'm spread wide for you now, just wait until you get me into bed. Oh, but right now, I need you here, on the sofa. Oh, please, mate with me. Oh, yes. You slid in so easily. Oh, I've been fantasizing about your cock. Counting down the days until you moved in. Oh, and claimed my pussy. Oh, listen to me. I'm getting carried away. I just love talking dirty. Oh, and the way you've been responding is such a fucking turn on. No. Oh, it's even better than I imagined. Oh. You fill me up so perfectly. Oh. Do you? I mean, is my body everything you thought it would be? Oh, fuck. That just made me so fucking wet. Keep talking like that, and you'll get all the squirrel girl pussy you can handle. Please, hold me close. I can get a little bit needy when I'm being fucked. And you're fucking me so well. I can tell you want this as bad as I do. Your moans are such a turn on. And the weight of your body feels so good, holding me down. Just like that. Your hips are moving so well with mine. It's like you know exactly what I need. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck me harder. Do you like it when I wrap my legs around you? It means this pussy is only for you. It means that you're not going anywhere until you've filled me with your cum. I'm clenching my pussy on your shaft. I'm glad you like it. I'll do it more if it'll make you explode deep inside me. I can't get enough of your cock. It hurts so good every time you slam your hips down into me. No, don't slow down. I like it. I love it. I need it. I need you to fuck me harder. I need you to pound me like you mean it. I'm getting so close. Look in my eyes. See how much I need you. How much I'm lusting over your dick thrusting in and out of me. Give me your cum, lover. I'm ready for it. My tight, thirsty pussy needs to drain all your cum. I'm coming. This was perfect. You're so sweet and so passionate. I hope that you'll want to make love to me again. Really? Yeah, every day if you want. I'm so happy you feel the same way. I want to explore every inch of your sexy body. Oh, I'm getting carried away again. I'm really not this clingy. Okay, maybe a bit physically clingy. Oh, please don't make me move my legs from around your waist. Oh, I like to snuggle for a long time after sex. And I'm feeling so cozy and loved right now. Yay. You don't really want to keep unpacking, do you? I mean, you have a sexy squirrel girl under you. You can play with my tits some more. Maybe get your dick sucked. Or just kiss me and hold me. That's right. Finish those boxes tomorrow. I'll even help you if you want. Oh, don't worry about that. You'll be sleeping in my bed tonight. If we get any sleep.